Take your Bible and turn to Micah chapter number 5. Micah chapter number 5, verse number 2. But I said, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. I want to preach today a little while, if God will be our help, on climbing up higher. Amen. On climbing up higher. As we look at this, and if you're not a Bible scholar, you have probably no idea what he's talking about here in Micah chapter number 5. But Micah's talking about a Savior to be born. Micah's talking about this little place, Bethlehem Ephrathah. We know it as Bethlehem, amen, praise God, where Jesus Christ was born. He come in this world as a babe, laid in a manger, praise God, in a stable so many years ago. And boy, what a blessing that is to know, amen, that the Word of God is fulfilled. We to believe it and trust in it for God's glory, amen. So he's talking about a Savior. In Micah chapter 4, he's talking about a place. In Micah chapter 4, verse number 8, and he said, thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, what in the world is it talking about? And who is this it that's to come? The it there is not, praise God, just the Lord Jesus Christ, but the it is the eternal promise that God gave to mankind. An eternal promise that he, through his grace and his mercy and his magnificent love, would send his only begotten Son, that through him we might be saved. We ought to say amen right there. Amen. Because God has kept, he's fulfilled his promise to me and you. Who is that Savior? Jesus Christ. The Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus was born in Bethlehem Ephrathah. It was the smallest of all the little cities of Judah. But praise God, out of it would come the King of Glory. Amen. Which is Christ the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God, because through him we have a hope. We have that promise. And we see that Jesus was born. Jesus grew up. Amen. He didn't stay a little bitty baby, but he grew up, and we don't hear a whole lot about him after the Magi, after those wise men leave, and they go back, they had to go down into Egypt for a while because you know the story, Herod was going to kill him. He killed all the babies, two years and hungry, and you hunger. So they run to Egypt, and then they come back, and we don't hear anything much about this this baby Jesus. But we do hear about him in Luke, praise God, when he's 11 years old, and he's there in the temple with the teachers, praise God, and they're talking and instructing in the precious oracles of God. And Jesus is sitting there listening to them, and he's paying attention, and then he begins to elaborate on the details of what they're saying. I'm talking about a little 11-year-old boy, praise God, the God boy, and he stood there and he elaborated to those instructors, praise God, far superior in age to him, but far, praise God, but far superior in knowledge he had. Amen. The knowledge that Lord Jesus Christ had, because he's God, and he grew up, praise God, and he died for the sins of the people. Amen. In a nutshell, that's what took place. That's what God done for us, praise God. And his God, hey, and you say, well, what is that? That's the Word of God. And we believe the Word of God. That's what believing is. God said it, and we believe it. Amen? Praise God. Hey, he said it, and I believe it. Do you believe it today? Amen? Are you a believer? Amen. Praise God. We got to believe the precious Word of God. Amen? And if we believe God's Word, then we can trust in God's faithfulness. Do you realize God's faithful to me and you? Amen. I remember the story of Lazarus. Lazarus was dying. They sent word to Jesus, and he tarried 4 days, and he showed up. When they got there, praise God, he said, hey, if you'd only been here. But Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. But Jesus was still right on time. Amen. It may seem like he's late sometimes. Praise God. It may seem like he's not faithful. But praise God, he's always right on time. Bless his holy name. Praise God. And because of His faithfulness, He's made it possible that you and I can become the children of God. We can join that family of glory. Amen. We can enjoy the family of Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. We can be partakers in that family. And we partake in it through a little word called grace. That unmerited favor of God. It's not anything that you and I do, but it's what God does for you. Amen. I want to look at that this morning, praise God, so that we might climb a little higher. Just a little simple message, praise God, that we need, praise God, to be able to advertise to everybody around us. We need to tell it and teach it to our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, our mamas, our daddies, so that every one of us can climb higher and get a little closer to the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be as close to Him as I can when He calls us out of here. Amen. I want to be ready to go. Amen. Hey, listen, we're not promised tomorrow. Now, you may be young and think you're going to live for years and years and years. And you may, and I hope you do. But praise God, none of us know. The Bible says it's the appointed man wants to die, and after this judgment, we've all got an appointment with the death. This physical body will lay down sometime. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad that immortal soul that we have, praise God, lives inside us, will never die. It'll go and spend eternity in one or two places. You'll either spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. An awful place of a wickedness and gnashing of teeth. A place where you'll be embittered. You won't be, praise God, you won't be welcomed. It amazes me. People say, yeah, I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to have a party. There won't be no partying. Amen. Because people won't want you there. Amen. Praise God, they won't want you there. You'll go as an intruder. Amen. But praise God, we need to choose heaven. Heaven's a far better place. Heaven's a place where we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and so shall we ever be with Him. A place where there'll be no more crying or weeping or wailing or gnashing of teeth. There'll be no more sadness or sorrow, no death or no dying. Amen. It sounds like a lovely place to me. Amen. He said, that's the place that God desires for you and me. And He made provision for, number one, because God loves you. Amen. If you're taking notes this morning, just write on there, God loves me. Amen. Hey, you may live in a family, nobody ever tells you that they love you. You know, there's a lot of families today that it's like they're ashamed to say, you know what, Brother Jeff, I love you. Amen. We oughtn't be. We ought to be able and willing to tell people that we love them. Amen. We ought to tell them, tell them and mean it. Not just say it, but mean it. Be able to tell them that we love them because Jesus loves you. And if you've got Jesus in your heart, praise God, He is love. In 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 8, He says this. He said, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Amen. If you can't love, then you don't know God. He said, for God is what? God is love. Amen. God loves. And let me just say this. I've said it before and I'll tell you again. Amen. You can't love somebody till you learn to love Jesus. You learn to love Jesus, and Jesus puts in you that love of God. The same kind of love that He has. Amen. I tell people all the time, they're talking about getting married. I said, listen, if you're going to get married, then you need to make sure you're saved and you love the Lord. If you love the Lord, then you can love that companion that you're going to have for the rest of your life. Amen. Because you love Jesus. Amen. And Jesus puts His love in you. And when His love is in you, praise God, then it can be reciprocated to those others around you. Amen. Because God loves you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He loves you. He loves you. Amen. Think about that. Amen. Now, God don't just love Pastor Jeff. Amen. Because I'm past church. He don't only love Miss Geraldine because she's been here at the church for 700 years. Amen. And she's proud of it. Amen. Glory to God. But He loves us all, praise God, because of who we are. Amen. Glory to God. And you know why? Because He made you. Amen. Amen. Now let me just say this. He made you just exactly the way He wanted you to be. Amen. He made you. Listen to me, you young people. He made you just exactly the way He wanted you to be. Amen. Glory to God. And so that you could be used for His glory, so that you could raise your little hand and say, glory to God, praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. He's worthy, praise God. He's worthy of all of our praise because He made you. Amen. And because He loves you and because He made you, He's concerned about you. Amen. Now that's a big one. Because a lot of times we don't think about God being concerned about us. God thinks about you all the time. Do you realize that you are always on His mind? He never forgets you. He's always thinking about you because He's concerned about you. He's concerned about me. He's concerned about us. He's concerned about this church. He's concerned about this body of believers. He's concerned about your family. Amen? Praise the Lord. But you know the thing about God, He's not worried about us. Amen? Concern, you can have concern without worry. We preached on that a while back, being worried. Amen? Hey, He's not worried about us because He knows what He can do for us. Amen? But what we have to realize, praise God, in order to climb up higher is to realize what He wants to do for us. To realize what He can do for us if we'll let Him. If we'll draw nigh unto Him. Amen. We got it. So that's first thing God remembers. God does love you. Amen. He loves you because He is love. But we have to remember, praise God, that we're sinners. Amen. That you have sinned. Amen. You know, you say, well, preacher, I ain't ever done nothing bad. Yeah, remember that time Mama told you to stay out of the cookie jar and you eased one anyway? Come on. I ain't the only one done that. Amen. Eased one out of the jar. Mama wasn't looking. Amen. What made you do that? You say, well, preacher, I was hungry and I really like cookies. Amen. Glory to God, I'm with you. But that's sin. Amen. That's doing things contrary to what you're told to do. See, Mom and Dad is your authority. Amen. And they told you that because they didn't want you to mess up your supper because in you wouldn't eat your beans and taters. Amen. Good to get the proper nutrients. And see, God's the same way. He loves us, but we're sinners. Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned and come short. It doesn't say for some have sinned. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, living a life that brings glory to Him. Where He could look down like He did on Jesus, His Son, and say, hey, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. He never dishonored the Father. Praise God. Because He was God the Son, God the Father. He was God the man. And praise God, God the Son. Praise the Lord. He was able to glorify and bring glory to the Lord. But we've done wrong. We've made mistakes. We mess up. Amen. I ain't going to ask you if there's anybody here that's never made a mistake or messed up. Because you might raise your hand. I don't want you to have to tell a lie in church. Amen. We've all done things that's wrong. Amen? 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 Whether we meant to or whether we didn't, we've all done things that's wrong. Amen? And it breaks heart. And we do it because we're sinners. And because we're sinners, praise God, it causes us trouble in this world. Amen? It causes trouble in the flesh. It causes trouble in our relationships. It causes trouble in our reactions because we're sinners. Amen. So the sooner we realize that, praise God, that God loves us and that we're just old sinners, then we can begin to climb up higher and get to a place, praise God, of anticipation of Lord doing for us what He wants to do for us today. Amen. Hey, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Amen. Today's the day to draw nigh to the Lord. And the Bible says if we'll draw nigh to Him, just come closer, He'll come closer to us. Amen. Hey, there ain't no use to reach out, praise God, to reach way out there for Him. Amen? When He's promised to be right there with you. Everywhere you go, everything that you do. Praise God. But we realize that we're old sinners. Amen? And the Bible says in Romans 6:23, He said, for the wages of sin is death. So, wow, we get to be sinners, you know, and go through this world, and when it's all said and done, Brother Josh, we get to die. Ain't that what it says? Amen. We realize, I've done told you, the Bible says that we're all sinners. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Done things that break His heart and make Him sad. Amen. He said, and the wages of that, what we draw at the end is death. Amen. Because a sin makes God sad. Amen. Praise God. Sin spoils our joy that God desires us to have through Him. Our joy's broken. Our happiness ain't there. course, happiness depends on what's happening. You can be happy one minute and sad the next. But joy comes from knowing the Lord. Joy comes from walking with Him, praise God. Joy comes from having that relationship. Amen. It keeps us, when we have sin in our life, it keeps us from God's loving presence. Amen. It takes us away from the presence of God. It alienates us from the one that loves us the most. Amen. Hey, God loved us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how much God loved you. He gave His only begotten Son for you and for me. Amen. Praise God. So that love that He has, that relationship with He has. Sin, praise God, is that gives us death. But the Lord offers to us life today, and that's in Christ. Amen. But that sin in our life, praise God, it keeps us from God's loving presence. It also keeps us from God's heaven. Amen. Sin can't enter into heaven. Amen. Hello? Newsflash. People think, well, you know, I can just do whatever I want to do. One day I'll just bebop into heaven. Amen. It ain't going to happen that way. Bible said Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You got to have that new birth from above. It'll change your attitude. It should change your way of living. It'll give you new directions, give you new desires. It'll give you a soundness, praise God, in your life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Praise God. We need to come around and realize that we can't do it because we're sinful. Because we're sinned. We've sinned and we're sinners. You say, preacher, I don't like that. I don't like you calling me a sinner. Praise God. Well, I'm one too. I ain't going to call you nothing I wouldn't call myself. I'm just no sinner saved by grace. And I ask the Lord to help me, praise God. And I trust that He will. And He gives me unction. He gives me of His Spirit to show me the direction that He'd have me go. Amen. And it came with a great price. Amen. But I want to say this morning, praise God, the third step is realizing that price that was paid. See, death come, but blood, but love became, it was big, but love was bigger. In Malachi chapter number 4, verse number 8, He said, thou tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come. See, God said, I'm going to send you a promise. And see, that promise that He gives us is bigger, praise God, in all of our sinfulness. The promise He gives us in Jesus Christ, praise God, it's bigger than anything that we can do to contradict the presence and the love of God. Amen. He gives us that great promise of Christ Jesus. He said, the wages of sin is death. But I'm glad there's love comes in there. But He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He gives us that free gift, amen. It can't be bought. You can't earn that gift. Amen. You can't earn it. But you can accept it. Amen. Climbing up higher is just accepting the gift that God gives us in His Son and the gifts that keep on giving through Jesus Christ our Lord. When you get Christ as your Savior, that is a gift that just keeps on giving. Amen. He gives you help. He gives you encouragement. He gives you, praise God, all the things you need. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need be added unto shall be added. Food, clothing, raiment, roof over your head, praise God, the love that you need to love your family, your home, and your life, praise God, to be prosperous in all that we do, to climb up a little bit higher for the glory of God, to get a little bit closer to Him, amen, in every aspect of our being, we begin to draw closer to God because of that price that was paid. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 3, the Bible says this, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. How do we know this is true? Because God said so. Amen. If God said it, we said we believe what God says, right? Amen. But God said that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. Of course, it said that and He was raised again the third day according to the Scripture. God said that too. So we're not serving a dead Savior. We're not serving somebody that can't help us. We're serving and loving the one that first loved us. And pray God, know that He will and He can help us today. Amen. Praise God. He can envelop us in a great big arm, just love on us in so many ways. We'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God. We put our faith and trust in Him. Because God has paid the price. So what do we have? We have God that loves you. And because you're an old sinner, and because you're an old sinner, God paid the price of your sin. Amen. Jesus became sin so that we could be set free. Amen. He took our sinfulness from us. Praise the Lord. So what do we got to do? Amen. To receive that gift, we've got to ask God for forgiveness. Amen. I know a lot of people that say, well, I think I'm saved. I said, well, did you come to repentance? Did you ask God to forgive? Well, no, I never asked God to forgive me for nothing. Amen. I just believe on Jesus. A lot of people know who Jesus is. The Bible said the devils in hell, and the demons, they know who Jesus is and they tremble and shake. But they're not saved. They know who He is. But He said, we got to believe on Him, praise God. We got to believe that He is the precious Lamb of God, the Son of God, that precious price that was paid for our sins. It asked Him to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Amen? Praise God. Ask God to help us. We ask the Lord, praise God. We believe we're a sinner, and we believe that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose again victorious over death, our enemy, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, and sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us, and I believe it. I don't know what's about you today, but I don't have enough unction, praise God, to know what I need when I need it. But I'm glad that the Lord does. And He's that ever-present help to help me if I'll call upon Him. So He said, what we do is we ask God for forgiveness, believing that we're sinners, knowing that Jesus died for you. Amen. Just to point yourself, say, Jesus died for me. Amen. Ain't that amazing? Why? Why did Jesus die for you? Because He loved you. Not only because He loved you, but because He loves you. See, just because I got saved don't mean He quit loving me. Amen? Like, hey, now I'm part of the family. He loves me even more. So He's there. He's that ever-present help now to take care of me and help me, just like He's there to take care and to help you if we'll let Him. God's got so many wonderful things. So what we need to do is just tell God, you know, that we want to love and follow Christ in everything that we do, everything that we are. Lord, we want to love and follow Christ to the best of our ability. And if we'll come and pray and ask God, and ask it of the Father, praise God. He said, if we'll ask believing, we shall receive. Amen. The reason we don't have it, but the reason we think that we can't, is because we've never truly asked and believed that we could. But we can because God tells us we can. If we'll believe on Him, put our faith and trust in Him. It's time to quit trying to do it on our own. And it's time to come to an old-fashioned altar, praise God. Forget about what people might say or what people might think, praise God. It's time to get serious with the Lord. We're living in the last days, the dispensation of grace, before Jesus calls us out here. You say, Pastor, you've been here 19 years, and you've been preaching that for 19 years. Yeah, I have. But praise God, it's closer than it's ever been. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know if any of you listen to the news, but they said this week, they're having a meeting in China with China and Russia and North Korea and a few other little nations. Amen. That's big. That's major. Amen. That's Bible being fulfilled. That's Ezekiel 36, 38, 37, 38, 39 being fulfilled before our eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's happening right now. Because we need to ask God to forgive. We need to ask God to help. Because God is waiting to hear from you. Amen. Amen. Did you get that? Did that compute? God is waiting to hear from you. He's wanting you to just get down on that humble, you know how, and just say, Lord, please help me. Forgive me, a sinner. God, I pray that You'd redirect my life. I know You paid the debt for me. I know it's paid in full. And Lord, I want You to begin to help me. I want You to forgive me. I want You to come in my life. I want You to show me, praise God, Your goodness and Your mercy and help me to live in Your love. Amen. Praise God. We need to ask God to make, we need to make Him our priority. Amen. He said, here you go again, preacher, talking about that priority. See, we want to save priorities. Well, preacher, I've got Jesus in, He's in my priorities. Amen. There's no such thing as priorities. There's a priority. Amen. If you go back and you study that, the word priorities never even began to be used in the English language until the 20th century. Do you realize that? That makes sense, don't it? When we begin to reprioritize things. That's how we use it today. So we put in a list those things that's important. But if we say that they're different things, then there's not a thing that's important, the most important. Amen. But he said we got to have something that's the most important part, and that's a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, in other words, that word isn't plural; it's singular. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ needs to be our priority. The church and loving the Lord and having Him in our heart and our life is to be our priority. It's singular. In other words, that word means to have first rank or have the first order. In other words, be the most important part. And all those other things fall in under that. For God's word. But that's what God teaches us. That's why He said, seek the righteousness of God. That's what's right in the eyes of God. What God says is right. Seek what's right to the righteous God. And all these things shall be added unto you when you seek it first. Amen. Makes absolute sense. Amen. Praise God. It makes absolute sense. So our priority has to be the Lord. Our priority needs to be the church of the living God. If we're going to climb up, praise God, and get any higher, praise God, with the Lord, then we're going to have to set our priority. Amen. I told Teresa today, we was coming to church, I think it's on Wednesday night. We was coming to church. It was pouring rain, and over here at the soccer thing, soccer field. That's what I don't call it football. Amen. That's what they call it overseas, by the way, is football. Amen. But we don't call it football because we've already got football. But over at the soccer field, it was pouring rain, and we had a nice warm church here, a nice dry place to worship God. They wasn't and we we had our normal crowd for like a Wednesday night, but that soccer field was plumb full of mamas and daddies and little old youngins, amen. So where was their priority? But the bad thing was if it had been any other thing, you say, well, my kids ain't gonna get out in that, or they'll catch a cold. Come on, amen. Well, we can't get out and go to church, preacher. It's raining, and my youngin might get a snotty snout. But praise God, we can put them out there in that field pouring the rain, kicking a ball around, and that's our priority. Amen. Now, I don't know about you. Maybe have been out there in that field kicking that ball. Amen. But that's our priority. That's what we put first. Amen. Yeah, praise God. We ought to be putting our children, our lives, we ought to be putting our Lord Jesus Christ first. Amen. All them other things, praise God, He can work out. Now I ain't got anything against these kids playing sports. I think you ought to. It teaches you camaraderie. It teaches you to work together. Amen. It teaches you not to be so selfish and self-centered. Amen. It's not about just you. It's about your team working together for a common goal. Amen. But we've got to have a priority in the day and hour. If we're ever going to move up closer to the Lord, what God would have us to be, we're going to have to set a priority. And that priority needs to be the Lord. I know a lot of people talk about their kids play ball and all kinds of different games, but said when it come Wednesday night, when it come time to go to church, they'd say, come on, youngins, we got to go. Amen. 6:30. They pull up the ball field and they say, come on, hurry, we gotta go. Church starts at 7. Wednesday night, come on, let's go. And them youngins, praise God, and the coach, no, they wasn't no use saying nothing. Because them youngins going to grab their balls or gloves and they're going to the house of God. Amen. Because they was a priority set in that family, in that life. And that priority was the Lord. Amen. And if anybody was anybody in that situation, glory to God, I bet you, I could guarantee you today that you say, glory to God, I'm glad they did it that way. Amen. It never hurts you. Praise God, it taught you, praise God, a priority. Amen. And if we get our priorities straight, we ask God to forgive us, then we can have live as God's little children. Amen. We can live as God's little children. Praise God. We talk to God. Amen. Talk to God. I've been hitting on that pretty hard here lately. We need to talk to Him. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if you had relationships and you didn't ever talk to them, they'd think you didn't care about them. But we need to talk to God. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 19, he said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you got to talk to God. Amen. Anything hindering you? Anything holding us back? Just have a little, like that song, just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about it, praise God. And He'll help you. So we talked to a boy down there at the singing yesterday, talking about how he had some health issues and some weight issues and different issues, had lots of issues. He needed a whole box of tissues. But he said him and his wife got talking about it, and they got to praying about it, and God had done helped him. He had done took a whole bunch of weight off of him and different things. Amen? Because God knows what we need. But we got to just talk to Him. We need to say, Lord, I need you to help me. And praise God and let Him help us. Amen. Praise God. We need to read His Word. Amen. We need to read His Word. Psalms 119, verse 11, He said, Thy Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. We need to hide His Word. We need to read it. We need to hide His Word in our heart. We need to know what God says so He can communicate to us, so He can talk to us. Amen. Let me just encourage, when you come to church, bring your Bible. Mia. Amen. She had it here. I asked her this morning, I said, where's your Bible? She said, I don't have one here. It's at church. I said, okay. You can't be reading it much if it's at church unless you got another one to say it. Amen? But we need to read our Bible. We need to find our heart. So we don't sin against God, so we'll know. How many times in your life, I'm about done. Amen? How many times in your life have you been thinking, all of a sudden something come up in your mind and you begin to wonder about something? And God would take, and He would put a verse of Scripture into your heart, into your mind, that helps you to figure that out. Amen. All His truth is here. We just need to know it. He said, Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against you. He said, it's not about the head knowledge, but He said the whole thing about being a Christian is your heart knowledge, knowing Lord Jesus personally. Amen. And so we begin to get these things, and we begin to climb up a little higher, a little at a time. And that's what the Bible says. He said, here a little, there a little. Amen. Till we know God. So not only do we need to talk to God and read of God, but we need to obey God to what He says. The Bible says that we're supposed to love God and love our neighbor as ourself. Or love our neighbor as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. And then the Bible says that to climb up higher in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, He said, ye shall be witnesses. Amen. You've got to be a witness. Go out and tell it. Say, God's been so good to me. Praise God, I just got to tell you how good He's been. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's been so good to me. Praise the Lord. He's been there with me, the things that He's brought me through, the times when the valley of darkness was overshadowing. We didn't know what to do. He was there with me. I've told you the time that I was going to have surgery on my shoulder, and that crazy nurse put the IV in right there on the side of my hand. There's not even a vein there. And I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, that's hurting. It was stinging like a bee. I said, hurt. You know what she told me? She said, that's okay. She said, you're going to be out in a minute anyway. Such compassion. Such love. She needed to be saved. She didn't have no love. But I went into vagal vein syndrome. That's a big old, that's a lot of saying. Amen? That's amazing. But I went in, and boy, it started getting dark. I was going out of here. And I remember I prayed, and you know, you're that little old cubicle in there, and they're getting you prepped for surgery. And there ain't a whole lot of room, but I remember going out of here and it was getting dark. And I said, Lord, please, please, please take care of my little wife. Take care of her, watch over her. Boy, I had no more thought that could come out of my mind, praise God, till it was just as if God spoke to me, just like I'm talking to you. He said, son, I'm going to take care of your wife, and I'm going to take care of you. Amen. Teresa said, they set off an alarm, called a code blue, and that room filled full. There was 10 people in that little cubicle. When they had a cold rag on my head, when I opened my eyes, had a cold rag on my head. One person was a sticking my finger to check my blood. One was a checking my pulse rate to see if I was still living. Another one, the doctor had a stethoscope on my heart. I mean, there was 10 people in that little room. But I wanted to tell you, the biggest person that was in that room was Jesus Christ, my Savior. The one that made me a promise. The one that helped me to crawl up, to climb up, to walk up just a little bit closer, a little bit higher, so that when I needed him, I knew he was there. I told you, church, before, I tell you, people worry and fret over dying. If that's death, then there's nothing to it. Amen? There's nothing to it. You just close your eyes here as child of God, and you wake up in glory. Amen? Jesus said those that love him keeps good. He said those people never see death. Amen. Now we may go through hard. You know what? I was talking to Brother Randy Barton about that, and he said, I'm not afraid to die, and just what I have to go through till I get there. Amen. The things we have to go through before we get there. But he said, what we do is we need to crawl up, climb up closer to the Lord. And so if that comes our time, that we're ready. Praise God, and we just part out of here and go on home to be with him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Just climbing up closer. He said, because God, the Lord of heaven, he sent his only begotten son to be that precious lamb that would take away the sins of the world. He sent him to Bethlehem, Euphrates. He sent that promise. We have the promise today through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we receive that promise, praise God, we can climb up. We realize that that God loves us, that we're old sinners in need of a Savior. That God paid the price of sin through Christ our Lord when he sent him to die for our sins. Amen. We need to just ask God, realizing we're sinners, ask God to forgive us of our sinfulness. And praise God, just begin to live as a child of the King. Set a priority. Amen. Don't postpone joy. Let's get in today. Let's set that priority that we're going to live. We're going to climb up higher. And you can do nothing better than to take that first step today. Take that first step today. Just step out of your seat, come to an old-fashioned altar, and say, Lord, I want to begin to climb up higher. Amen. For your glory. Praise God. I know that you love me. I know I'm a Savior. I know that you paid the price of sin. And Lord, I want you to forgive me of those sins. I want you to be my Lord. I want to be one of your little children. I want you to give me direction. I want you to help me. I want to hide your word in my heart that I don't sin against you. That I don't break your heart and make you sad. I want to bring glory to your name. Amen.